when he had the opportunity to do that and walk alongside our legislature to get the ball rolling on that so that you had more money in your pocket to pay for that child care, to pay for gas, to pay for groceries, he vetoed that legislation. And again, it's because he's beholden to the Biden economy and the Biden economic plan. And so he cannot speak out against that plan because he's owned it lock, stock, and barrel. We need leadership in this state that reflects our values, red state, common sense, conservative leadership, and that's what I'm bringing to the table.